Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Steve, 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we have something to tell you about this morning regarding Thanksgiving Day and something that's going to be happening actually before Thanksgiving Day. With us this morning is our friend Stacy Cathcart from Bethel Life Church. And you have a free community Thanksgiving meal going on, right, Stacy?
Yes, we sure do. We are so excited to open up our doors again this year, and it's going to be in person.
Oh, yeah. Was it a drive-by last year?
It was. We had to do a drive-through last year just to kind of, you know, keep everybody safe again. But we're excited to be able to open our doors and invite the community, into our building this year.
And where are you located again?
We are at 3777 South Meridian, which is 235 South and Meridian Street. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. And it's going to be from, doors open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., is that right?
Yes, yep, and it's going to be a traditional Thanksgiving meal, so we're going to have the turkey and all the fixings and trimmings and all the good stuff, and we're planning on doing over 1,000 meals this year.
Who's eligible for this?
This is for anybody. This is for people that just may be still struggling financially this year, but it's also maybe you can't get to your family this year because you've got to work on Friday, or you're in town working construction, or you know what? You just want somebody to cook for you this year. So it is open to all of our community and open to anyone that wants to come.
Your flyer here says prep work day is Tuesday, tomorrow from 3 to 7. What is prep work day?
Well, that's just kind of where we start preparing the food and, just start getting things ready in preparation for Thursday. So volunteers can show up there at Bethel Life Center and just be able to be part of what's going on and help us get some things ready.
So I see. That's for the volunteers then. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Tuesday night is for the volunteers.
Okay. So where do your volunteers come from? They're all church people, or you got other people helping you out?
You know what? We have all kinds of people that show up. Sometimes we have sororities and fraternities and Boy Scout and Girl Scout, and it's so great. And then we just, of course, have families that show up as well. And what they can do is, of course, they can call Bethel Life Center, but they can also go to volunteerkansas.org, and there is a way for them to sign up through that as well.
To volunteer. Okay. Now, obviously, the birds don't fly in there for free. You got to pay for this. How does that work? Who's footing the bill for all these turkeys?
Well, I tell you why. I tell you who's doing all the turkeys. Cargill so generously donated all of our turkeys. But yes, we have to pay to get them smoked. And then, of course, just to kind of, you know, raise all the money for the sides and everything like that. And I mean, hello, we're trying to feed, like I said, at least 1,000 people. And so really those donations come in from churches and individuals and families and companies and corporations. But most of this is funded by just people like you and I that saying, hey, here's $10, here's $15. And we appreciate that so much that our community, they desire to give back. And so that's how we are funded. And if they want to give, again, we appreciate that. And they can do that through the Bethel Life Center website.
Okay, so once again, Stacy, it's Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. Doors open at 11. They go from 11 to 2, right?
Yes.
The BLC Activity Center. That would be Bethel Life Activity Center. And it's really easy to see. I mean, every time I go down to watch the kids play basketball at Farhaw down south there, I see where you are there at Meridian and 235. Is that it?
Yep. And you're exactly right. We're just right across the highway from the South Y. And, super easy to find and super easy to get to. And we're going to have kids' activities. We'll have some football games going. And so we just want it to be just a fun, amazing day for our community.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being with us. And good luck to you down there. And have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Hey, Thanksgiving to all of y'all, too.
All right. Stacy Cathcart with Bethel Life. And they're doing a big turkey dinner down there. And one of the things they said, they're not putting a limit on your income or anything like that, Ted. You could be a person who just don't have any family in town, and maybe you're going to be by yourself or something, and this would be the place to go.
The doors are open.
You're going to find some pretty friendly people there.
Fellowship.
Yeah. Today is Monday, November 22nd, 2021. I can't let this day go by without mentioning the fact that it was on this date in 1963 that John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. And Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested. And then that weekend we got worse and worse, Ted, as, the world watched in horror as the suspect was shot and killed right in front of everybody and the TV cameras and everybody. Mm. Now, what was the guy's name who was the officer next to him there who had the cowboy hat on, the detective? What was his last name? I've got a photo, an autographed photo. We've interviewed him on the air. Llewellyn, was that something like that? Gosh, I can't remember right now. But I've got his autographed photo. We talked to him. Nice, nice man. He's in that photo of Oswald where they've got one on each arm, and he's the one who's got that horrified look on his face saying, holy mackerel, what's going on here? But we interviewed him several years ago. I think he's passed since then. We interviewed him several years ago, and he was a very, very good interview and a very nice man. But anyway, November 22nd, that's one of those big days in American history.
You'll never forget. No.
Yeah. Coming up on 8:18 now, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS, and we've got Ted Woodward Sports this morning. He's got a lot of good news for us today, right, Ted?
Yeah, big game in Arrowhead yesterday. The Dallas Cowboys don't come to Arrowhead very often, only the sixth time ever, in fact. The Cowboys have traveled up to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs, both teams in first place, both teams with high-powered offenses. We expected a very high-scoring back-and-forth ping-pong type game. Well, it did not happen that way. It turned into a grinded-out defensive struggle. Not too many touchdowns in this one. A lot of field goals. Both defenses kind of holding court. And getting into the end zone was not easy. The Chiefs found a way to do it just a couple of times, and it's sure nice to have Clyde Edwards-Helaire back as a healthy running back, too. Mitch Holtis had the call of the game, a 98-7 and 13-30 KNSS.
Michael Burton in at fullback. Allegretti in as an extra tackle blocker. It is first down and goal to go. The Chiefs will run a reverse option pitch. They pitch it wide. Caught Edwards-Helaire angling right. Touchdown! Kansas City on a reverse option pitch into the end zone. And the Chiefs have had touchdown, field goal, touchdown. A penalty flag thrown 5 yards deep in the end zone.
Well, that would be big because the Chiefs did find the end zone. Guess what? Dallas did not. The Chiefs' defense holding the Cowboys, the highest scoring team in the league, by the way, averaging 32 points a game. The Cowboys did not get any touchdown.
Cowboys go without a huddle. They see what they like. They're going to go 3rd and 7 at their own 44. Chiefs lead 19-9, 8:53 to go in the game. Four-man rush. Chiefs push the pocket again. They hit Prescott. They'll sack Prescott. A 5-sack performance by the Chiefs. Chris Jones, that is his 4th sack of this game. Just bringing the heat, and the Cowboys can do nothing about it.
Here you go.
Jones was on fire.
Yeah, he was just dominating this game in the second half, and the Chiefs win it 19-9. So the Chiefs are in a really good spot. It's Thanksgiving week, which they get off because they have a bye week. So they don't play for another 2 weeks.
Get some turkey.
Don't play till December, and they get to enjoy it because they're in first place, and they have a 4-game winning streak. And they are in the number 4 spot in the conference right now. So all good news for the Chiefs right there. We did have Wichita State men's basketball last night, late night with the Shockers. That game didn't tip off in Vegas till 11 p.m., so it ended after 1 in the morning, and it was a tight one. If you stayed up late and listened to Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull with the call on 103.7 KEYN, the Shockers and the Running Rebels from UNLV. This was a really key stretch late in the game for the Shocks on offense and defense.
Jumper from out front for three. What a shot!
Wow.
Again, another really long three by Tyson Etienne. He's got 26, and Wichita State is back in front by a point.
That was off the balance. He was a little bit off balance, but got it in there, Mike.
Sixth tray, five in the second half. Hamilton trying to drive it. Step back jumper. Short, bounces out. Rebound Poto for the Shockers, taken out of his hands. Nuga missed it. Rebound Gilbert missed it. Rebound loose. The Shockers finally get one.
Look,
yes,
look,
Craig Porter
look.
Ahead to Council. They're ahead of the field. Council goes in and lays it in with the left hand.
A key five-point stretch there by the Shocks, and UNLV missed three or four shots right point blank.
There you go.
And the Shockers got two late free throws by Tyson Etienne and win it 74-73. Tyson Etienne, 28 points, 23 of those coming in the second half.
I think it's important. You know, I dated back to last year. I talked about, you know, it's important for us to be in these battles because in the schedule that we play with the goals that we have, there's not going to be no gimmies. You know, nobody's going to lay down. Nobody's going to want to lose. And we're going to need to be able to learn how to play versus adversity, how to play in close games.
So the Shocks out in Vegas, they take Arizona into overtime, and then they win in Vegas against UNLV. Your Shocker head coach, Isaac Brown.
Yeah, we got a tough schedule dating back to the first game of the year, Jacksonville State, South Alabama. I think those games, they were close, and they prepared us for another tight game. This game, the Arizona game, you know, we got Missouri next, Oklahoma State, Kansas State. It doesn't get any easier. So I think playing in a holiday tournament like this prepares you for those tough games you got coming in your schedule.
All right, Shocks with the early morning victory that ended just a few hours ago. The Shocks are now 4-1 on the season. The Kansas State men play tonight up in Kansas City, Missouri at the T-Mobile Center, the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City, Missouri. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. And it's Kansas State taking on 15th-ranked Arkansas. Both teams are undefeated early on in the season. K-State is an 8.5-point underdog heading into this one. College volleyball yesterday, Wichita State wins on the road at East Carolina in four sets. Briley Kelly, sophomore, leading the Shockers with 29 kills in a four-set match. Pirates couldn't stop her. The Shocks get the win. Their 18th win of the season in volleyball action. Shocks still in third place in the conference standings. And the first ever football game was played in downtown Wichita at Riverfront Stadium yesterday. And it was the championship game for the JUCO regional title. And it was 8th-ranked Hutchinson Community College beating 11th-ranked Garden City 49-19. Of course, Hutchinson, the defending national champs, and they are on a 5-game winning streak right now. They're just whipping people. But are they good enough to make the 4-team playoff? We'll see if that win yesterday was convincing enough to get him a bid into the JUCO playoffs. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Ted, just a quick update. The name of the gentleman that we were talking about, the Dallas detective who was right at Lee Harvey Oswald's arm, James Lavelle. And we interviewed him on the Steve and Ted show several years ago. James Lavelle, he died in 2019 at Denver. But a good interview, a great, great guy. A little piece of history there for you today. 8:23 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the Rittenhouse jury stood by the law. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.